Blog Talk Radio.
Revisiting oneness as we gear up for this awesome interview with Rasha on Oracle Friday. And it's just amazing. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm doing pretty good. I've got a sore foot, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
Praying for that energy to leave.
Thank you so much. You know, we have so much going on right now. It's moving towards the end of the year, and I wanted to kind of make some announcements. Number one, our website has been down for a couple of days. I checked on it this last night, and it appears to be working fine now. CirclesOfProsperity.org is our website. So I wanted to, number one, you know, remind you that if it is in your heart to please go to the website, number one, sign up as a member, because we want to stay in touch with you. So sign up as a member. And then if it's in your heart, go ahead and click the button that says donation. You can make a donation in any amount. If you'd like to be a regular contributor to Circles of Prosperity, there's an option there where you can pay every month, the same amount every month, or if you just want to make a one-time donation. In particular, we are looking for, we're trying to support Aaliyah Martell, who is starting a Circles of Prosperity for younger people. And if you'd like to donate specifically for that, please do. She, you know, needs to get her website up, and we will help her, of course. But, we're reaching out to you to participate. You will be partnering with us. So if we're feeding you spiritually and you feel compelled to tithe to Circles of Prosperity, we will definitely appreciate it. We do have expenses here, and so we would definitely appreciate it. The other thing, the Rasha interview will air Friday morning at 7 a.m. Of course, you know, it'll be available in the archive as well. But please tune in. Please tweet this interview to your friends. She is the author of Oneness. We did a four-month book study of Oneness. It's not a small book. It's similar to The Course in Miracles. It's a book that if you don't have it on your shelf, you should, because it will be an inspiration to you in those moments when you are down and you need to recharge your spirit. So you can go to Rasha's website, which is onenesswebsite.com. Onenesswebsite.com. She has a lot of free goodies up there that you can sign up for. And we really encourage you to support her ministry. She is just an amazing channel for the energy of God, that which we call God. So this interview is going to blow your socks off. Her energy is off the wall. I mean, it's just amazing. So that's number two. Let me see. I've got a bunch of other things. Dr. Reggie has a lot going on. I'm going to let him share with you. We just had a beautiful meditation last night that was amazing. So we have a Tuesday night meditation every Tuesday night in Duluth, Georgia. So if you're in the Atlanta area and want to join us, please do. And I'll make sure that we put that location on our website. It's not there now, but I will put it there. But we meet at the Bunton Road Park Community Center. So we had a wonderful little gathering. It was so nice to see people we haven't seen for a while. People are beginning to find us again, and we're so blessed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Reggie has a special, listen, December the 21st is a special time.
Mm-hmm.
In all of the teachings that we have been presenting to you, there has been a sense of urgency that we really get and understand who we are in spirit. December the 21st marks the end of a 26,000-year cycle. The Mayan calendar, of course, ends on December the 21st, 2012, because they are marking the end of that age. If you've been following us here on Circles of Prosperity, you know that the planet and everything on the planet is evolving. We are evolving. And the way you can tell that things are happening is because everything around us seems to be upside down. Our economy, our government, the education system, the healthcare system, we have challenges all over the place. But listen, that's the end result. Out of all of this chaos is going to be an incredible experience. We're going to build a magnificent new world in a new age. And if you're tuned into Circles of Prosperity, it is because you are the elect few that will lead us into this new age. And I was sharing with a friend that we are really ushering in heaven on earth. Isn't that beautiful? And it begins with you. It begins with your thoughts. It begins with your thoughts. It begins with you understanding the unseen world, that unseen power that's within you, that energy and the quality of that energy. So Dr. Reggie on December the 21st is acknowledging that evolution and has been compelled to do a very special ritual that evening. So we would love for you to join us. If you are out of town, this is maybe one of the times that you might want to get in your car and drive and participate in this ritual with us. It's going to be amazing as we emerge into the next age. What a time this is, isn't it? That we're here to experience this. So I do hope you join us. December the 21st, that's going to be, of course, at the wonderful hour of 7 p.m. And it will also be in Duluth. And I'll put that information up on our website as well. If you're interested, you can call at 800-401-8129. Write down our toll-free number because you may want to call. The other thing, Dr. Reggie is on most Fridays for Oracle Friday as our intuitive and spiritual coach. He is extremely gifted. He does private readings. He's running a special now for angel readings. He periodically will do these inexpensive little readings that are 10, 20 minutes so that just to uplift you, and he also recognizes that a lot of people can't really afford to, pay $75 or the $150 for an hour session with him. But I'm telling you, we're moving into this new year. You should invest in a reading with Dr. Renji at least once a year. And this is the perfect time as we move into this new age. If you've never had a session with him, I encourage you to take the one-hour session. And not because I'm trying to sell a one-hour session, but his clients will tell you. Once they get the half hour, they go, oh, my God, I should have gotten an hour. Because if you're only going to invest for that one time for the year, you want to spend that time so that you can get the full, all of the information that is available to you from Dr. Renji. So I encourage you, save up and get that $150 session, one-hour session. You'll get a recording of it, and you will refer to it throughout the year. It is the best. You know, some people want to get a reading every month, and that's fine. But you guys know that your life doesn't change that quickly. And as you, if you do this at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year, you have a year to work on the goals that are outlined, because Dr. Renji is always going to share with you the things that you, where you need to move into alignment to be in alignment with your divine essence. So I'm also encouraging you to do that. You can call our toll-free number and book an appointment with him. And his angel readings right now, how much are you charging for the angel readings?
They're $25, and that's really inexpensive. Most people charge much more than that. And I don't mind, because I want to help people to get on their path, and that's the most important thing. And then additionally, to reprogram the subconscious mind, to help them to release all the negative emotions. You're going to have affirmations and directives and decrees and journaling and affirmations and everything for yourself, because it helps you to grow and to get out of that negative place and help with the negative clearing. So that's very important.
You know, we have one client that calls up and she says, Dr. Renji, I just want you to pray with me. She'll book a reading. She says, just pray with me. Just pray. And you guys hear Dr. Renji pray every morning. His prayers are amazing. So I love Michelle. She says she booked a whole series with just him praying and taking her through meditations, and they were recorded so she could have them over and over. And I thought that was so awesome. So you can be creative how you want to spend that time with him. I think he is so anointed with his prayers and his meditations. I love them. And so you can have a specially designed just for you meditation. And you might want to opt to do that. Okay. So, let's see. Did I cover everything? I know you've got a goddess thing. I saw that come in the
mail.
That's
going to be on, the 11th, if I'm not mistaken.
See, he's up at 2 o'clock in the morning sending out these emails about these different events, and I'm trying to catch up with him.
Oh, my goodness.
I love your goddess energy work. So, that's going to be fabulous, too. When is that? December what?
11th at 3142 Hill Street at the Festival Office of Duluth. And we're doing that because we have expressed the divine feminine aspect of God. We always say God the man, God the father, God the man, but there's also a divine feminine aspect that we've gotten rid of, because many religions and many men who had those religions said no to the female energy of God. They said there's no way. But without that, how can anything be born? So we're thinking about our own self being born. And the Bible in the book of Thessalonians says, as above, so below. So what's in heaven has to be done on earth. There's a lock key. We have females on earth and female energy of heaven. So God is not mocked and not stupid. So we want you to enjoy this energy to attract everything, including money, to your energy field. So the Hestia is the goddess that we're using the aspect for on that day, because there's a whole bouquet of visualizations and self-empowerment to do that day. And it's going to really help you a lot. Oh, my God, it's going to help you so much. And it really raises your vibration to a beautiful level.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Now, on December the 14th, we have Mimi Williams, who will be our guest intuitive and transformational coach on Oracle Friday, December the 14th. I hope you tune in for that. Mimi is just an amazing, gifted woman. She's also doing a workshop this Saturday on finding your soulmate. She said, Cynthia, please share this with all your girlfriends who are looking for a man. So I'm sharing it with you. It's going to be on December the 1st. And I'll look up the information and give it to you before we close out. But make a note, December the 1st, and you can go to her website, mimiwilliams.com. And she has a soulmate page, and you can find it there. But she's at mimiwilliams.com. Okay, so that's going to be amazing. That should be fun. That should really be fun. And, hey, ladies, there are men that are going to be at this workshop. So if you're looking for a man that's spiritually in tune, you might want to spend a little time. And I think the workshop is only $49. Okay. So this morning, Dr. Reggie, I'm going to ask you to take us into our morning prayer.
Okay. Let's all breathe in. Take a deep breath of life and breathe out. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life itself and for the ability to even breathe. Help us to get rid of all the pitfalls and the traps on the path of ascension. Everyone falls into them, and they're not easy to always get out of. Help us to go through creating our own personal power and not give it away to other people. Let our superconscious mind be filled where we spiritualize the negative ego and the five senses that become multisensory in our physical, emotional, mental, and child consciousness. We thank you that you're the master of the universe. Let us love other people as we love ourselves and treat them with respect, giving our power over to the Holy Spirit. We are never overwhelmed, and we always achieve balance. Let us think before we speak. Let us not judge. Let us be loving. That is the way Jesus taught. Let us follow that blueprint and that path to a higher elevation of reality, to become God instead. As Sai Baba said, man is God minus the ego.
Mm-hmm.
We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Man is God minus the ego. So this morning, I was trying to figure out where should we go in revisiting oneness. And so I just closed my eyes and I asked for guidance. And I opened a book and it fell to this statement. And you begin to delight in the recognition of your ability to alter the outcome of certain situations by directing your attention to the quality of the energy with which you approach them. And there are two things going on with me right now, because information comes to me from different places. If you're a member of my Google Plus circle, I sent you a video last night of yesterday of Bashar talking about the seven steps to manifestation. On our website, you can go and watch the video, the seven steps of manifestation. If you have visited Circles of Prosperity, I had the seven steps of manifestation from Deepak Chopra for a month or so that's there. And so this is a continuation. These are the seven steps, but this is from Bashar, a channeled energy. And it's amazing to see how both are so similar. So you're saying, Cynthia, what does that have to do with what you just read? Manifestation. Bashar says it's so amazing. He says that we look at reality and we think that reality is projecting on us. In other words, we're looking at the physical world and we think that we are picking up what is being projected to us. But we need to understand that we are projecting the physical world out from us. Take a deep breath. We're projecting it out. So even when you stop and think about the universe, as vast as the universe is, we're looking up to the sky and we look at the universe and think it is outside of us. But if we look at the concept that reality is being projected from inside out, that means that the universe is inside of us. Breathe. All of that vastness, all of those stars are really inside of you, being projected outward. You are life. You are life. And what is that life? It is an energy. And so what oneness is telling us is that no matter what crap you're going through that you created, it's being projected out from you, that reality, from your creation. But rather than you getting caught up into, this isn't working, I'm miserable, I'm depressed, I'm not worthy, I'm broke, I'm ill, I'm lonely. All of those things, you're projecting all of that out. Instead, what oneness is saying is that as you grow spiritually and understand that you are creating and using that creative power to push out a reality of your experience into the physical plane, that you begin to understand that you're creating it. And you move into a consciousness of delight. You begin to delight in the recognition, oh my goodness, I am creating this. I have this ability. And I can change all of this experience to be joyful, happy, successful, abundant, flowing to me, loving relationships, loving family, a beautiful home. No problem, you know, able to handle everything. You can handle the outcome based on the quality of the energy in which you approach them. So are you approaching it with love? Are you approaching it from your highest self with this love and with this joy? Or are you feeling sorry for yourself? You don't have time to feel sorry for yourself because you are a creative being. You are a being of light. Why would you misuse this power? And most importantly, why would you misuse this power on you? This is a gentle reminder this morning. Wake up. Gently, just wake up. There's nothing that you have to create inside of you. You have been given everything that you need. You just are misusing it. You're just misusing it. I'm having a vision now of someone actually taking a needle and shooting themselves up with heroin or some kind of drug, trying to drown their pain when inside of them is all the joy that they can find if they would just simply wake up. Just wake up. Just surrender. Just know that you are divine. Wow. One becomes very clear that the consequences of one's thoughts and actions manifest as one's experience when the result is virtually instantaneous. What does that say to you? What is that saying to you? It's saying that the moment you move into the thought, it is instantaneous. That means it happens instantly. Your reality can shift in an instant. What delays it is your fear. And you can dress up fear with any other word you want to call it. I'm concerned. I have a little concern. That's my word, okay? I have a little concern. Cynthia, be honest. You're afraid. Yes. I don't know if this will happen. Doubt equals what? Fear. We can name it I'm resentful, I'm angry, fear. Cynthia, how is resentment fear? Because you're afraid of not being loved. And so you point it at yourself. I don't like the way they do so-and-so, which equals and means I'm afraid they will not love me. I'm afraid they won't see how valuable I am as an employee, which means I'm afraid they won't love me. Fear. So you can sum it up and you can dress it up in any kind of language you want, but what holds us back is fear, 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 fear. They're saying the consequences of your thoughts and actions manifest as your experience, and it's instantaneous. There's no time lag between the time you have the thought and the time you have the experience. You may think that there is. But you see, you have to stop and realize you are continuously thinking. And when we're worried, we worry about one thing. We've got some crap going on. We worry about it 24/7. And all of that energy is building. It's like building a skyscraper of trouble. What is the quality of the energy with which you are approaching your fear? Oneness says that there will no longer be the luxury of hiding in the well of victim consciousness, for those depths have been relegated to a world now past, where the device of time provided for the deception of your linear sensibilities. In the world you now have begun to embrace, your choices manifest so quickly that there is little room for doubt as to the role that you have played in your own undoing or your own triumph. And there is less inclination to leave matters to chance. Because ultimately, one embodies the impetus to harness one's own creative force field and to direct that power to the higher good of the collective. So, oh my goodness, if you don't feel like you can do this good stuff for you, then do it for the humanity, for all of humanity. Do the good stuff for all of humanity. What's been on my heart lately is I need to do something bigger than me. I can't worry about me. It's about everyone. There's so many people that are suffering, so many people that are lonely. There's something that you can do to help someone else besides you. with this magnificent power that is in you. And it all begins with a thought and a simple desire to want to do more. What is oneness telling us here? First of all, they're acknowledging, number one, that we are moving into a new time. This is why I love the fact that Dr. Reggie is acknowledging December the 21st. We are moving into a new age where time is no longer the controlling factor. The quality of your energy, meaning the quality of your thought and the quality of your emotion, which is energy in motion. The vibration, if it's a high vibration, is what will manifest instantaneously. So I've got some people that I know are looking for work. But when you're looking for work, are you worried? Are you afraid? Are you concerned? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my car note? How am I going to get gas in the car? Is there going to be enough money for food? Oh. What's the quality of that thought? Fear. And what are you manifesting? Fear. You're manifesting no money to pay the rent, no money to pay the car note, no money to pay the car insurance, because you're fearful, and that's your continuous thought. And oneness is telling us, hey, it's happening. What you think about now happens very quickly. It's instantaneously. So your problem is going to manifest very quickly. Do you see now why you can't afford to have the luxury of a negative thought? Because now time can't help you. Time used to delay the pain. But we're in a new age now. Time can't help you. I'm going to repeat it. Your choices manifest so quickly that there is little room for doubt as to the role that you have played in your own undoing or your triumph. In other words, it happens so quickly when you're in the, if you created a mess, you have to acknowledge very quickly, oh my God, I created this mess. If you created a successful experience, a triumphant experience, you have to be able to acknowledge that as well. Oh my goodness, look how wonderful I did. It's your choice. And this is what I love about oneness. It doesn't matter if it was a negative experience or a positive experience. It is all on your divine path. What it all serves to wake you up. One becomes aware as this process unfolds that there is less and less interest in striving towards one's own betterment. The attainment of material success symbols comes to be perceived as meaningless and holds little allure, and one steadily comes to be drawn to activities in which one feels one can make a difference, to make a difference of the world. So you're not really concerned about getting that Land Rover. Not to say that a Land Rover wouldn't be great to have, not passing any judgment on it, but it's like infinitesimal compared to all this power that you have in you that you can uplift the world. You know, I'm at a crossroad in my life. I'll be honest with you. And I've been in this crossroad for several years, but I think it's really coming to a culmination because I'm beginning, you know, when I started this spiritual journey, I never thought I would end up where I am right now. with you on Blog Talk Radio with the strongest desire in my heart to just awaken you to this truth principle, these truth principles, so that you can have life and life more abundantly. Can you imagine that there was a man that once walked this planet? His name was Jesus, and he said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. All he was saying was, I want to awaken you. I want to release you from your bondage of fear. He never wanted to be worshipped. The truth was so alive in him, he just wanted to share it. And yet people feared it. People fear facing themselves. They fear facing the power within them. They fear taking responsibility for their lives. So I'm at a crossroad because I'm at a crossroad because either I can continue to be concerned about just Cynthia, or I can totally 100% give my life completely to you, which really is giving my life completely to God. And where that is the only thing that matters. So I'm like, maybe 3/4 of the way there, and there's still this 1/4 of me that would still like to have a Land Rover or, you know, whatever, the material things. But honestly, 75% of me could care less. And I can't wait till I can grow to the 100% that could care less, because then everything that I choose to do will be for a higher purpose. And so I ask that you hold me in prayer, because I think it's a wonderful thing to move into that existence where 100% of you is for a higher purpose. And one that says that there will come a time when these material success symbols are absolutely meaningless, because we have grabbed hold of an understanding of the most valuable part of who we are, and that's our divine essence. And what else is there? What else is there? Now, oneness goes on to say, look, there's no value judgment intended here as to who chooses to give himself added layers of life experience with which to reap key understandings, and who is sufficiently complete in certain arenas to move on to other kinds of life's work. For all experience is transpiring in the eternal moment of now, and in essence is occurring simultaneously. So whether I'm 100% into my spiritual life, or I'm still want to be in project into this material plane of and you know, I set out to be, you know, a database analyst or a director at some company or whatever, it doesn't matter. There's no judgment there on one or the other, because it's all for your divine essence. Do you understand? It's all for your growth, and it's all in the moment of now. And here's the beauty of it. It is all happening simultaneously. So if that's true, then there's this part of me simultaneously that is 100% into my spiritual life. And there's another part of me simultaneously that is still pursuing a life of work of providing a service here on planet Earth to other people. So all the possibilities exist. And the possibilities that you choose to experience produce a ripple effect throughout all of creation and are reflected energetically, and here we go back to the energy, in the lives of the infinite variations of experience that you consider to be you. So I'm taking this back to where we started this morning. And you begin to delight in the recognition of your ability to alter the outcome of certain situations by directing your attention to the quality of the energy with which you approach them. You recognize that you are continuously creating with your thoughts and your words and your actions. And my question to you this morning is, what is the quality of that energy? Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Father, we thank you for that magnificent lesson and shifting our energy and the valuable lesson of knowing that we are projecting the physical world out from us. What a fantastic, wonderful, miraculous reality to have. We expect a miracle every day, and we have perfect faith and perfect trust, and we surrender all of our problems to you and the challenges in your hands. We know that miracles are approaching every day and that we're in this ascension process, and it's a spiritual one, and everybody is experiencing the fifth dimensional reality right now, and that the earth and all of its inhabitants are going through this ascension, which is a spiritual process. Thank you for letting us realize it, and thank you for Circles of Prosperity, and thank you for Cynthia, who's guiding, and thank you for letting her channel the information to bring us back to our own soul psychology and knowing who we are in the love and the power and the grace and the gratitude of who we are. We thank you for letting every cell of our being be charged with the mighty energy of the Holy Spirit this morning. And we are grateful for this magnificent shift in awareness and prosperity and abundance and eternal life. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Wow. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. Mm-hmm.